Garagepreneurs Internet Private Limited, which operates fintech firm Slice, is set to raise debt funding from the investment and consulting arm of Gunasi Incorporated, a Japan-based news and technology services company. According to regulatory filings by Bengaluru-based Slice, it will raise 22.5 crore, $3 million at current exchange rate, from Gunasi Capital Private Limited. For this, the company will issue one equity share with a face value of Re1 and a premium of 5,388 rupees to the investment firm. It will also issue 22.49 lakh Series A5CC debentures at a face value of 100 rupees to Gunasi. Following the issue, Gunasi shall hold 8.12% stake in Slice on a fully diluted basis, Slice said in its filing. The development was first reported by Inc. 42. Slice and Dash, initially known as SlicePay and Dash, was set up in 2016 by Rajan Bajaj. The company says it aims to build a AndLTQO, smart, simple and transparent financial platform and RQO, aimed at the youth. It currently offers a digital credit solution that is targeted at young consumers. Going by its website, the AndLTQO, Slice Card and RQO, is a zero-fee solution that offers instant verification and activation. It also allows for longer repayment periods than credit cards. According to Vkej, the data research arm of Mosaic Digital, Garagepreneurs reported net sales of 8.38 crore and 3.28 crore for the 2019 and 2018 financial years, respectively. And NBSP. It also reported EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, losses of 8.75 crore and 7.09 crore for the respective periods. Going by Vkej data, Slice raised $1.4 million in October last year via four debt issues. Prior to that, in September, it had raised $2.9 million from a firm jointly owned by Das Capital and Gunasi Capital. In October 2017, the company raised $2 million, around 13 crore, in a series round from Japan-based Das Capital and Smile Venture Partners, the Russian early-stage investor. Bloom Ventures, an existing investor in the firm, also participated in that round.